Time for Money Talk with Olivia Maragna from Aspire Retire, my favourite money person. I need to see her because my tax return was a total dud this year. Anyway, and she has the goods on how we've got a better chance of winning at Lotto. She's on the line. Hey, Olivia.
Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, I didn't have a good year.
I mean, you need to get a lotto ticket in.
What's this about? I can win more money on. I've never won anything on Lotto.
Well, these are some big changes with Saturday Lotto. So, look, Saturday Lotto is the game that makes the most millionaires. So last year we've got 117 new millionaires to Australia thanks to Saturday Lotto. So they have changed some of their rules, and the first draw was on Saturday night, just passed, in terms of the new rules. What the new rules basically mean is the Division 1's gone to $5 million, but more importantly for a lot of people, you're doubling your chances of winning, because what they're doing for Division 6 is instead of having one or two winning numbers and two supplementary numbers, it's now just three winning numbers. So all that jargon and all the rest of it, what does that actually mean? If we look at the previous week, around about 57,000 Queenslanders won Division 6. On Saturday night, 171,000 Queenslanders won Division 6. So you effectively, if you want to know your odds, 1 in 42 now instead of 1 in 85 of winning
a prize. Winning a prize, some sort of
winning
a prize.
Winning a prize. Now, keep in mind, Division 6 is only about $8.45. So it's not huge, but if you're putting in a single ticket or, you know, your minimum ticket, you might actually get some of that money back or a little bit extra. So,
well, that might get you bacon and egg roll and a little flat white.
Could do indeed.
It's better than nothing. Hey, now listen, I'm going to ask this one through self-interest. So the pay run, Nine Entertainment Company likes to pay people on the 15th of the month, okay?
Yeah.
Tax cuts revealed in the budget have now passed the Senate and are expected to flow to people within days. Will the good people of the Nine Entertainment Company have the tax cut in their pay on the 15th of this month, or is it too soon?
I think it's definitely too soon.
Oh. So
in terms of, they're saying, look, it can be expected to flow within days.
So very soon people will have these tax cuts in their pay packets.
Well, I think probably within the next 3 to 4 weeks is probably the really.
Okay.
So you've got to keep in mind that there's a lot that employers need to do to get their systems up to date with the new rates. But look, for some people, it's close to about just over $90 a week extra if we look at the pay cuts overall for the year.
So pretty good.
I think this is pretty good. So what are people actually going to spend them on? If we look at some research that's been released this week, people looking at what are their regrets from their pre-COVID times when it comes to money, 70% of people believe they could have done better or differently to improve their financial position. And 1 in 5 say they could have put cash aside for rainy days. So I think if we look at what are people going to do with it, top three priorities for a lot of Australians based on this research is they're going to be more frugal going forward, they're going to pay down some debt, and they're going to create a budget to understand what they're spending and saving. So whilst the government does want people to spend money, I think we'll find some people will actually look at their regrets prior to COVID, maybe tuck some extra money away. But I think there's also a lot of people who will just spend the money purely because their incomes have dropped so much during COVID that they'll just catch up on some expenses and do a few things around the house that maybe they've put off because they haven't had the money to do so.
You know, I could have been really rich by now at my age, Olivia. You know how?
Of course you could.
Do you know how?
Everyone could, yes.
Not having any kids.
Absolutely.
But then that would have made me a very poor.
You probably would have been a multimillionaire money-wise, but yeah.
But I'd have had nothing. I'd have had nothing, you know. I'd have had absolutely nothing. I don't regret any cent I spent on them. Sometimes I've wasted money on kids, but that's all right. Tell us quickly about the Commonwealth Bank of Australia's got a new logo, right? What's that all about?
They do. And look, I always look at when any large institution changes their logo because the amount of money it costs to actually do it. It's not just a matter of changing what it looks like. It's the cost of changing stationery and the whole works throughout it. So CBA have changed their logo. So for those CBA bank holders, you'll notice that on the little diamond that they've got, there's a black bit. It just changes to a different colour of yellow. So look, it's not a huge change. I think the biggest thing about this is
make it brighter.
Probably not great. So to spend money during a global pandemic is probably not the best thing. That being said, their share price rose by 90 cents or 1.3% yesterday. So I don't think people necessarily care too much about it, but I think it's probably bad timing. And people always look at executive salaries when it comes to spending money that is probably a little bit over the top.
That's right.
Like a logo. Sure. So not a great day for them, yeah. But clearly on the share market they did okay.
Righty, Olivia. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Neil.